We both know why you're here. We both know what you want. You want a woman to take charge, to tell you what to do, what to imagine. You want to be called a good boy. You want me to make you feel good, don't you? There's no need to answer. I know you do. And I will make you feel good. What would be the point of this audio if you didn't? Like all those audios you enjoy so much, this one is designed to give you pleasure from my words. And it will. Trust me. It just won't be in the way you're used to. You see, as much as I love to instruct you on how to jerk off, there's something I enjoy even more. Something that you secretly love too. But you won't ever admit it. Something that I will give you today, my sweet boy. You like those pet names, don't you? Good boy, sweet boy, my pet. All those ways to call you that make it obvious that I am the one in charge. Everyone loves pet names, although everybody enjoys different ones. Mine are less pet-like, though. Mistress, goddess, mummy. You may call me whichever you like today, pet. That's my gift to you. You can even use one like I haven't thought of. But make sure to call me that every time you are to address me, pet. Now, before we begin, I need you to do a few things for me to get yourself ready. I think you're already naked and hard, so turn off all the lights. Get yourself comfortable in a bed or in a chair and listen very closely to me. There is one very important rule for today's session, one that I expect you to follow until the end. Grab onto your bed sheets or your armrests because your hands are going to need to tighten around something. And remember to follow that one rule. Under no circumstance are you to touch your cock. No stroking, no squeezing, not even light touches with the tip of your fingers. You don't get to come today. You get to listen to me. You get to feel that delicious, tingling sensation in your dick when it gets hard and it needs to be touched to be stroked. But you don't get any orgasm. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you, though you probably know the answer already. Because your cock is mine. It's mine to tease, mine to play with, and mine mine to torture and use. Your cock belongs to me. Your pleasure belongs to me and your orgasm belongs to me. And today, I don't want to give it to you. It's you, my good little pet. You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy being denied more than you would enjoy me allowing you to come. Because you're going to hope that I'm not serious, that I'm just playing mind games with you. Surely I can't be so cruel, right? You think doing what I say and being a good boy will grant you your favorite reward, that I won't keep it from you. Oh, you're a fool if you think that. I own you today. I'm going to show you just how much. I've called you my pet, my good boy, my sweet boy even. But the truth is, you're nothing but a slut. The dirty little slut who belongs to me in mind, body, and pleasure. A dirty little slut, ready to obey my every command, even if it means being denied your orgasms. But please, don't take it the wrong way. This is not a punishment in any way. It's just a game. A dirty game where no matter what happens, I win. A game where you, my good little slut, are only a toy for me to use. Now, you'd better get ready for me, because I'm not going to play nice. I bet you're hard already, aren't you, Pent? I haven't even begun playing with you. It's good you're not allowed to touch your cock today, because you probably would have come for me already, and I wouldn't be able to play with you anymore. So be sure to keep those hands by your side and off your hard, twitching cock. A cock that's practically begging for a touch already. You're such a slut. It's a shame I can't be with you for real, watching you struggle and whimper, admiring your needy cock twitching for me. You'd be cuffed to make sure your hands don't go anywhere near your dick, and I'd be taking my sweet, sweet time with you, torturing you with pleasure, touching all your body but your cock with my delicate fingers and soft skin. I'd even go as far as kissing your thighs and stomach, or biting your neck and ears. Can you imagine it? Me kissing your body, allowing you to experience the softness of my lips while I talk to you, while I tell you how much of a slut you are, while I remind you that I own you, while I tell you all about how much you want your cock to be touched, yet you want me to deny you. And that's why you're in this position right now. You knew the rules. You knew you'd be denied. Yet, you're begging for the opposite. Feel my lips. Feel how I kiss your skin. How I bite your neck. And lose yourself in those sensations. Lose yourself in the pleasure it gives you. Denial works the same way. You need to lose yourself into it, because it is its own reward. Denial is pleasure. Me denying you makes you feel good. And the more you're being denied, the more pleasure you'll eventually get, my sweet boy. To think that we're only getting started. You must be wondering what more I can do to tease you. What else am I going to imagine to make you need to touch your cock? Close your eyes, pet. Let my words paint you a beautiful scene. You're wherever you are right now, naked, your hard cock twitching for me. Your hands are cuffed so you can resist the temptation to touch yourself. And I've also tied your legs up. You can't move at all. You're at my complete mercy. Picture me standing in front of you, wearing sexy lingerie, a coy smile on my face. You shiver in anticipation. You know I'm not as shy as I want to appear. After all, I just kissed your body. Purposely ignoring your desperate cock, biting your neck as I reminded you how much of a filthy slut you are and who owns you. I come closer to you, and you notice my hand hovering above your twitching cock. I'm going to touch it. I'm going to stroke it and tease you even more, and there's nothing you can do about it. Except that I shouldn't. Today is all about complete denial. I don't want to simply deny you your orgasm. I want to deny you any kind of stimuli that would normally lead to one. This is the sweet torture I've chosen for you today. And you know that. So you beg. You beg me not to touch your dick. You want to be denied. You want to be tortured. You want to just feel how much I own you. So beg me. Beg me not to touch your cock. Beg me to keep denying you. Beg me like the filthy little slut you are. Say it out loud so the whole world learns that you're such a slut. That you get off being denied. Beg me. Good boy. Did it feel good to say those things? Did it feel good to admit that you want to be denied more than you want your dick to be touched, more than you want to come? Normally, you wouldn't admit those things, but since it's only between you and I, it makes it easier. Do you know why? That's because you're mine, and you want to please me. And you know that today, nothing would please me more than denying you your pleasure. I'll bring it so close to you, you'll feel it not only in your cock, but in every cell of your body. You're going to burn with desire, burn with need. I'll make it unbearable for you, and I'll turn you into a whimpering mess with a desperate, twitching cock. Feel how you are right now. I'll make it even stronger. You won't be able to stop thinking about your cock and how it craves being touched. I'm going to turn you into a denial whore for my own pleasure. I'm going to leave you high and dry and desperate, my dear little slut. Now let's go back to your imagination. To you being at my complete mercy, tied up and harder than you've ever been. I'm done kissing and teasing your body, and you've been begging me not to touch your cock. But you know me. You know I don't like playing fair, especially with my toys. I pull something out from just behind you, my breasts hanging right above your face. I've taken my bra off while I was kissing your body. And you lose yourself so much in the contemplation of my chest that you don't realize before it's too late what I was reaching for. A blindfold that I'm putting over your eyes right now. Taking out your sight will enhance all your other senses and will make focusing on my voice easier and more powerful. My good little boy. You don't know what you've gotten yourself into. You feel something on your dick, something soft and wet. It's wrapping around the base, tighter and tighter, like a cock ring. Let me tell you what it is. was touching myself in them, looking at you earlier. Admiring your naked, restrained body, imagining all the naughty things I want to do to you and your body. I soaked them with my juices, edging myself to the sight of you at my utmost mercy. But I didn't make myself come. I'm saving that for later. Because unlike you, I get to have an orgasm today. Probably more than one, if I'm being honest. Seeing you so defenseless turns me on so fucking much. Add to that your moans and whimpers and your twitching cock. I could make myself come already, but that's too early. You haven't deserved to listen to me giving myself an orgasm yet. But I can give you a taste of what it could be. How did it sound? Did you like it? There's more, way more where it comes from. But you have to deserve it, pet. So tell me, do you want to touch your cock? Do you want to wrap your hand around it and stroke it hard and fast until you come? You don't have to beg for denial if you don't want to this time. Just be honest with me. Do you want to touch your cock? Or do you want to be denied more? If you answered that you want to touch yourself, I have good news for you. You may do so, but wait before you start. I don't want you coming before I've given you your instructions, slut. If you've begged for more denial, stay with me. I'll get back to you very soon, my good boy. So for those who want to touch it, here's what I want you to do. When I tell you to, I want you to stroke yourself in whichever fashion you want. You can go hard and fast or slow and edging. I don't care. What I care about is that when you can't take it anymore, when you feel your orgasm arriving, I want you to take your hand off your cock and ruin it. You've been a bad boy, a dirty slut. You don't deserve a nice reward. You deserve a punishment. Oh, and one more thing. Before you stroke yourself to ruin, I want you to stop this audio. You don't get to listen to the rest for now. Come back in 24 hours and see if you can make it then. Since you couldn't today, I want you to ruin yourself in the dark, in complete silence, thinking about me, thinking about all the moans and orgasms the good boys who truly wish to be denied will get. Now go. Turn off this audio and ruin yourself. Only the good boys deserve my attention. Still here. Good. Very good. Let's get back on track, shall we? My panties are tightly wrapped around your twitching hard cock. You're tied up and blindfolded, begging to be denied, begging me to not touch your cock. And don't worry, I won't. I won't make you come today, if that's what you so desire. But I'm still going to tease the ever-loving fuck out of you. Ah. Do you hear my moans? I started touching myself again. I couldn't help but seeing you like this. And I'd love to keep you all to myself forever. My personal slutty pet. My human sex toy. I wouldn't need a boyfriend or a girlfriend, knowing I'll come back home to you. That you let me do everything I want to you. It's a shame you want to be denied today, though. Because I really wanted to use your cock. I wanted to put my mouth on it and suck you until you're at the edge. And keep you there by kissing and licking your cock all over. Enjoying you begging me to let you come deep down my throat. Can you imagine that? My mouth all over your cock, my head bobbing up and down between your legs, and my tongue licking your pre-cum for me to taste. I bet you can feel it on your dick. You can feel my mouth, my lips, my tongue, the back of my throat. You need it, don't you? You crave it. Nothing would make you feel better right now than my mouth teasing your hard, twitching, needy cock. You're almost begging for it. You can sense the words at the tip of your tongue. Oh, please, suck my cock, please. I need your mouth on my cock so bad. Please, tease your little slut with your mouth. Please, please, please. But no matter how much you crave it, that's not what you want, is it? What is it that you truly want? Tell me again. Beg for it. Be a good boy and beg for that which you truly want. That's right, pet. You want to be denied. You want me to ignore your cock even though it looks like it's about to explode. But my mouth needs something. I crave something to suck on. And if I can't have your cock, then I'll get something else. Something like, your nipples. I'd love to be sucking your dick, but since denial is what you want, I'll make do with those pretty nipples of yours. The other one. Oh, what's going on, Bent? Is it too much for you? Or do you wish you'd have begged me to suck your cock? Well, it doesn't matter to me. It's a lot of fun hearing you moan and feeling you squirm as I suck on your nipples. Makes you want to find out what will happen when I bite them. It feels good, doesn't it? Almost as good as if my mouth was on your dick. And almost as good as if I truly was there with you. We both know it's all in your mind, in your imagination, but it doesn't stop you from feeling good. What did you do to imagine me playing with your nipples? I bet you were twitching them nice and hard. Keep twitching them for me, slut. tease your nipples. Tweak them, pull them, twist them as hard as you can and focus on the sensations in your cock as you do. Is it twitching along? Is it begging to be touched? How hard are you right now, Bet? How horny are you? I wonder if you can resist the temptation, if you can stay true to your desire to be denied. Is your cock leaking pre-cum? I mean, it must be. You're such a filthy little slut, you can't keep your juices inside. Can you really keep yourself from touching your dick and coming? Can you really be a good boy? In any case, there's something I want you to do right now. Take two fingers from either hand and run their tip in the puddle of pre-cum that formed on your stomach. And obviously, make sure they don't get in contact with your dick. You can imagine they're my fingers, rubbing the pre-cum, playing with it, enjoying the effect my teasing has on my slut. Is there a lot of pre-cum? Did you give out a lot to play with? I bet you did. And to think there's going to be even more soon. Now, once the tip of your fingers are nicely covered in pre-cum, I want you to do a very special something for me. Something you probably wouldn't do if it wasn't for me, you dirty whore. I want you to put your pre-cum-coated fingers. Put them in your mouth, and I want you to suck on them. That's right, Bet. Suck on your fingers. Suck on them as if they were mine, as if I was putting them in your mouth. Run your tongue on the tips so you can get a good taste of your arousal. Clean them thoroughly. Suck on those fingers like the filthy little slut you know you are. Push them deep down your throat, as deep as you can. I want you to gag like a slut on your fingers. Those are my fingers you're sucking on. My fingers that are pushing down your throat. And there's nothing you can do but enjoy every second of it like a whore. And let's be honest, you really do enjoy it. You enjoy being used like a slut. You enjoy being treated like a whore. You enjoy being a pet for my pleasure. You enjoy being denied. No, you love being denied. You crave it. Is that what you want right now? More denial? Your cock being teased, your arousal growing to insane levels, yet not being granted your orgasm? Then beg for it, Pet. Take those fingers out of your mouth and beg for me to deny you more. Beg me like a good boy. I knew you wanted more. Sluts like you are so easy to read. But what more can I do to tease you without touching your cock? Even for you it must be difficult. Your cock twitching with the need for a touch. I wish I could watch you squirm and grab onto whatever you can. Put your hands on, trying your hardest to respect your vow of complete denial. And in your imagination, I'm right next to you. My wet pussy dripping on your dick. My panties still tightly wrapped around it as I start touching myself again. And this time, with the fingers you just sucked on. I wish you'd let me put your cock inside me. I wish you'd beg me to fuck you like a slut. and use you to make myself come. I want to do it. I want to feel your hard cock throbbing inside my tight, wet pussy as I ride you wildly. I'm never hornier than when I have a whore to tease and torment. But you're the first who wants me to tease him without touching his cock. And that is getting me off even more than usual. I can't begin to imagine how fast I'd come if I were to put you inside my cunt. But you'd probably be coming even faster, and we can't have that. You don't want to come, and you're not going to. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to make myself come hard, thinking about how I'd be fucking you, riding you hard and fast while you're tied up just like that, and all you can do is moan and groan in intense pleasure for me. I'd have you still tied up, standing up against a wall, rubbing my ass on you as I fuck you doggy style, and you'd be wishing your hands were free to grab my hips and spank my ass. I could also leave you free to fuck me as hard as you need on the bed, my hands and legs locked behind your neck and back as I whisper in your ears to fuck me harder. Whatever the position is, though, there's only one way this would finish. With you coming deep inside me. That's right, pet. In my fantasy, I want you to come inside me. But in reality, I don't want you to come. I want you to listen to me telling you to come inside me as I make myself come without actually coming. Don't go grabbing your cock. Don't go touching yourself. Oh, God, I want it. I want it inside. I want it to fill me up. I want to clench and grip and squeeze and milk and drain. I want every last fucking drop. That's it. Harder. Oh, fuck, harder. You could come inside me. That's your reward for being such a good fucking slut. Come inside my cunt. I'm going to come too, so do it. Come inside me, you slut. Give it to me. I want all of it. I want every single part of you. Get it to me. Now. Hope you haven't really come for me. That was my fantasy, not yours. Yours is to be denied and to have your cock ignored, remember? I think I did a really good job at that. I could even keep going, but I'm afraid you break and touch yourself without permission, and we can't have you do that. We can't have a denial slut to make himself come without permission, right? I'm glad you agree. But since you've been such a good whore this whole time, let me give you a reward. You still can't touch your cock for the next 24 hours. We've got to let the teasing and arousal you just experienced build up some more time. Starting in 24 hours, I allow you to put on an audio, preferably one of mine, and make yourself come to it. Or you can be a very, very good boy and listen to this audio again and again and again and again until it's too much for you. It's too much for your cock, and your need for an orgasm is stronger than your need for denial. The choice is yours, my dirty little denial slut. The choice is yours.